It's 88.5 KCSN Sky Daniels. Very excited to welcome Lucius to Live Session Day. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We have Jess and Holly talking to us now, and of course the whole band going to be playing some songs. We'll get one dumb question out of the way.
All right.
The name of the band came from?
My dog.
The Bulldog.
Yep.
Okay. That question's done. We'll now move on to more dumb questions. You met at Berklee School of Music.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
When you get a band together where you've had training, if you will, and a focus on that, how did you just kind of through playing and vibing arrive at what's now probably still an evolving sense of Lucius?
Yeah, I think for Holly and I, you know, we both came from places where we felt kind of lonely growing up. And then when we met in college, it was the first time where we felt like we had a real musical community. And I think that was such an important, really lucrative part of both of our histories. And we kind of bonded on this mutual interest in old school soul music, 60s rock and roll, glam rock, musical love. And then we just started playing together and writing together and kind of never looked back. And then when we moved to New York, I mean, like you were saying, Lucius, between Holly and I, really our musical journey has seen many different waveforms. But when we got to New York, it was really a time where we were looking to do something that had a pulse and had some depth and, you know, just felt a little more exciting.
You wanted to forge an identity that you could really believe in when you were on, I assume, for the stage, for the live performance side of things, as well as ultimately recording. Was it a playing live notion first, or was it more of a let's write and record first?
It's almost impossible to say anything is one thing anymore, because everything, I think, is everything. Not to be so grandiose, but to be so grandiose, you know, I think we really take from so many different influences. And at the same time, when we met and started writing together, we took our time to nurture this sound between the two of us that we sort of, it just sort of naturally became what it is. And there was no, oh, we have to sound like this. Oh, we should be, you know, focused on this. It was such a slow building process that we were able to make something that was uniquely our own.
Thank you.
stuff with extra baggage. Lay me down to shut my eyes. Beat it gazes. Lead you nowhere anyways. Press on my on my heart, I will say, I don't need you anyway. I don't need you. Go home. Go home. I don't need you anyway.
We just got to California from Europe last night.
Yeah.
And so we're rather tired at this very moment. It's been so exciting. Like, you know, we are living our dream. I mean, we're touring the world, playing music, playing our own music, and with our best friends. My husband's in the band too, so it's exciting. And, you know, it's incredibly trying. Like, people don't realize, you know, we don't just get up on stage, look pretty, sing, and then go to sleep. There's so much involved with an artistic driven life. It's really, really strenuous at times, and so much traveling. We don't have a bus yet. You know, we don't have those luxuries yet. So we're driving ourselves, and we're sleeping in friends' houses or on the floor, or sharing hotel rooms when we can. And, you know, there's a lot of work involved, and we're working our tushies off. So, but we're happy to be doing it. Seriously.
Well, you add to the work on one level with the burning question, the one that I told you.
Okay.
It's been torturing me for months now.
Ready.
I needed to know this answer. And now you've compounded the gravity of the answer. How many outfits and wigs do you guys have?
Because
by the way, if you haven't seen these guys, well, now, then is that all hair color? Because you've had, so you do color jobs too.
Yeah.
A lot. Different.
Yeah, probably not enough, but
if you Google any images of Lucius, you will see what I'm talking about, in which there's like a million pictures of you guys in matching outfits. So that's why I asked this question, because that's back to your idea of when the logistics of a tour, where are you putting all them clothes?
Yeah, we've had time to collect things. We have retired outfits at this point.
And where did that come from? The idea, was that just a fashion visual? We're going to, you know, is that just part of the overall, it started to happen?
That was another, like, evolved, you know, aspect that came from the idea of the two voices as one.
We have a very unconventional setup on stage. The drums are sort of spread across the stage. Pete is playing bass through his guitar. We're both playing synths and singing in unison often. You know, it's sort of a machine, and every part is integral to the next. And so, like a choir, when you listen to a choir or watch a choir, they're all wearing the same exact robe for the most part. And so that you listen as one unit. And I think for us, it was really important to not only have fun and be playful and colorful, but also for you to look at the stage and think about one sound.
Ah, she's a naughty website.
on the sign for me in Sunsick, which really stunning song, you guys contributed heavily to making it. So you recently,
the whole record actually.
There again is a fantastic record. You worked with Tweety, with Jeff Tweety and his son's new band, and you sang on one of the songs on that, and The Rentals, which I guess maybe goes back to, you know, your roots here in L.A. I don't know how that connection gets made, but if anyone's putting the dots together, there's a pretty diverse, you know, cross-section of artistry right there. And tonight, you're playing at the Greek with City in Color.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, you having come from somewhere in this area, it must be cool playing the Greek. I mean, the sense of, well, I'm on the stage of the Greek.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those L.A. It's like you got to play the Hollywood Bowl.
Right.
And you got to play the Greek. Henry Fonda would be cool, too. Oh, we're playing there on Friday with the Rentals. Yeah. It is somewhat of a dream come true to play a room like that. I think it'll be especially a dream come true if we can ever headline a show there, but just to play in that space and
knowing
how many
of stage, yeah.
How many of our friends and how much music history has been made there, it's pretty awesome.
One.
it's not patronizing to say you guys are destined for stardom. I believe that, and I don't throw that around loosely. It really is. Anyone who wants to see if I know what I'm talking about, go see them in concert tonight at the Greek or any of their other forthcoming shows, because it's hard to walk away from your live performances not being fans, you know, and that comes from the heart to you guys. That's why it was real great that you came by here today. And you're about to start, I guess, on the idea of a new record, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Have any of the songs taken any shape yet, or are they still...
Yeah. It's progressing.
Yeah, and it's exciting.
We really do appreciate you coming by today.
Thank you
so much.
I've had a great time.
Thanks for the support, too.
You got it. It's Lucius live on 88.5 KCSN.